question is asked in halakha, if a person drank a rebi'it of yayin, he drank 3 ounces of wine, and after that he drank 3 ounces of water. So we know the beracha aharona on wine is ala gifin val priya gifin. Does he have to make borin efashot on the water that he drank? Maran is posek in siman resh het halakha tet zayin, that just like when it comes to the beracha rishona, we say bore priya gifin exempts all other beverages that you're going to drink. Bore priya gifin is like hamotzi is to bread. Just like hamotzi covers all food, bore priya gifin covers all liquids that you're going to drink. So too the beracha aharona, ala gifin va priya gifin, once you make that beracha aharona, you do not have to make any more borin efashot on the liquids that you drink. So ala gifin covers the water, and therefore you will not make in that case borin efashot. It doesn't matter what order you drank it in, even if you drank the water first, which means you had an obligation of nefashot on you alone, and then you drank the gifin, still, once there's an obligation to make ala gifin, you're patur from making borin efashot. Not patur, it's beracha lebatala. You're not allowed to make borin efashot because gifin covers it. However, in a case where a person only drank 1 ounce or 2 ounces of wine and the vi'it of water, of course, in that case, he does not make ala gifin because he didn't drink shi'ud. He would have to make borin efashot on the water.